That was a some funny journey to Barcelona. Most of that team sportsmen flew straight from the places where they go to Barcelona. My journey was a bit different. I tried to hitchhike buses and trucks. One of my truck drivers dropped me to the Austrian border. I had a problem because Austrian immigration didn't believe me that I'm going to Barcelona. So I had a kind of piece of paper which one showed I'm going to Barcelona as a Bosnian sportsman, but nobody believed me because they said, you probably want to go inside Austria to be a refugee. I said, look, I'm really Olympian and I can see this letter. If you can check with the Austrian Olympic Committee in Vienna, maybe they can confirm this. And here they come after 15 minutes and a few of them gathering together. They said, this is the first time in our life we saw Olympian going by trucks and buses to Olympic. Through halfway, yes, I went by buses and trucks, and many people tried to help me until I reached Ljubljana, where I took my first plane to the Barcelona. Didn't have any preparation like another Olympians, but just to be there, you know, just to be part of the Bosnian contingents as a first Olympian, it's a great honor. Actually, I come back same way, so yeah, there's a long journey.
You've been in Singapore for a very long time. You're the first non-Singaporean to captain the national team from the start of a match. Do you now feel more Bosnian or more Singaporean?
I must say this, after my hometown in Bosnia, where I was born and grew up in Singapore, is like the longest I've been in my life, live in one place. When I came first time to Singapore in, 1999, they really remind me as much as my hometown when I come from Bosnia. Before war, we was a kind of multi-ethnic country and city where I used to grow up in my hometown. And Singapore is exactly the same place. Many different religion and many different people from all over the world live together peacefully and they work and help each other. So I'm happy also to my kids grow up in this kind of place. So I'm really proud to be Singaporean.
There aren't many people who make their international debut at the age of 37. How did that feel?
Well, I think I broke many records. I think my mother must be one of them is when I was at 37. Yeah, I was October, November in 2007, just 2 months after I got my citizenship. I got a call up from the national coach to join the national team. And the game I played, actually, I was supposed to be on the bench, but night before the game, the player who was supposed to play, he got injured and the coach asked me if I can start. And I was really nervous. It doesn't matter, I was 37 already. That was a pre-World Cup qualifier against Tajikistan. And I scored 2 goals. We won 2-0. And I remember that for the rest of my life, yeah.
There are a few very well-known players who play on into their 40s or late 30s. I'm thinking of people like Teddy Sheringham, Ryan Giggs, Maldini, Scholes. But they're playing in the Champions League. They're playing at the highest level in European football. And without wishing to sound disrespectful to Singaporean football, it's not at that level. So what has motivated you to play on into your 40s?
I love to be involved in the football. I love to play every game. I love to train. I love to just for love this sport. That's why I'm lasting so long. I probably could retire a long time ago, but I didn't just because of love of that. But as much you know, they are saying, well, this league is not that high level of the football. I showing up then playing for the still in this age in the national team. They're showing there's something in me that is instilled. You know. Good, so I can, you know, I'm still playing the national team. I still getting call up from the national team in this age. So it's my national coach see something can help this team, you know. And so it'll be hard for me to retire, but I'm trying my best to win this Suzuki Cup.
Have you heard of a guy called Ahmad Abdi Roble and a guy called Terence Jones?
Sorry, I
Do you
didn't.
know who they are?
No.
These guys are people who have played in World Cup qualifiers for Brazil 2014, and they're older than you.
Really?
Yeah, so Ahmad Abdi Roble plays for Djibouti. He's 3 years older than you. Why are you retiring? You're a baby, Alex.
No, my time I think is over. That's the thing. Good luck to this place, but I see myself to retire after this. It is time for me.